Germany, Austria, Italy join France in condemning UN's Francesca Albanese. By Christian K. Caruso on February 13, 2026. The foreign ministers of Germany, Austria, and Italy on Thursday joined their French counterpart in condemning UN Special Rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territories Francesca Albanese after she accused Israel of being a common enemy of humanity. Pressure builds on the controversial UN rapporteur after she delivered her latest anti-Israel remarks during a forum hosted on Saturday by the Al Jazeera Network in Doha, Qatar. Speaking to the event's attendees via online video, Albanese is a common enemy of humanity that enabled the genocide in Gaza. Instead of stopping Israel, most of the world has armed, given it political excuses, political sheltering, economic and financial support, she said. We who do not control large amounts of financial capitals, algorithms and weapons, we now see that we as a humanity have a common enemy, she continued. This week, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot called upon Albanese's resignation in response to her latest incendiary remarks against Israel. On Thursday, German Foreign Minister Johann Weidefel joined Barrot in calling for the UN Special Rapporteur's resignation. I respect the UN system of independent rapporteurs. However, Ms. Albanese has made numerous inappropriate remarks in the past. I condemn her recent statements about Israel. She is untenable in her position, Weidefel said on social media post written in German. Hours later, Austrian Foreign Minister Beat Meinl-Reisinger condemned Albanese's remarks, accusing her of failing to meet UN impartiality standards. Francesca Albanese brands Israel wholesale as an enemy of humanity. Criticism of Israel's actions is legitimate, and Austria has always demanded compliance with international law. Albanese, however, is spreading hate speech. Such language undermines the impartiality and highest standards required of a UN representative. Unfortunately, Ms. Albanese has repeatedly failed to meet these standards, Meinl-Reisinger wrote on social media. Additionally, Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani said through social media that the positions taken by Albanese in her role as UN Special Rapporteur do not reflect those of the Italian government. Her conduct, statements, and initiatives are not appropriate for the position she holds within an organization dedicated to peace and security such as the United Nations, he said. Albanese refutes the anti-Israel accusations and branded them as shameful and defamatory during a Wednesday interview with France 24. On Monday, she claimed through social media that she was instead referring to the system as the common enemy of humanity that has enabled the genocide in Palestine. Asked by reporters for comment on the developing controversy, UN Secretary-General spokesman Stephane Dujarric said during a Thursday press conference that special rapporteurs are appointed by the Human Rights Council by member states and that it is their responsibility to get involved in the work of the council and push for the direction they wish to push if member states are not happy with what a special rapporteur is saying. We've always believed that the institution of special rapporteurs, while being completely separate from the Secretary-General, is an important part of the international human rights architecture, Dujarric said. We don't always agree with what they say, and that includes Ms. Albanese. But if the issue with special rapporteurs needs to be addressed by member states themselves, he continued,